This recording is written and recorded by Jenny Guyton. You choose to incorporate this recording into your life anytime except for while you are driving. Let's transform now. Go ahead and close your eyes all the way down. Take a nice, deep, letting go breath. Already beginning to relax both mind and body. That's right. You already feel yourself relaxing. Stress already leaving your body. And I wonder just how much you are able to relax every single muscle in your body now. I wonder just how much you are able to relax every single cell in your body now. In fact, imagine one cell completely relaxed. Now imagine, like ripples through a pond, that every single cell surrounding this cell becomes completely relaxed. Until every single cell in your entire body and mind is relaxed. Very good. You are doing very well. And I wonder how much better you already feel. Now imagine a color you love forming at the top of your head. Imagine that color flows in through the top of your head, much like a sponge soaking up water. This color absorbs all the bits of stress and negativity in your body. Any stress or negativity are easily soaked up by the color as it flows through your body, out the bottoms of your feet, and down into the center of the earth, where it transmutes to neutral energy. Imagine yourself now at the top of a staircase with 5 descending stairs. It may be rustic and made of wood, or gilded in gold, or something else entirely. Whatever you choose, it is perfectly safe and perfect for you. As you descend the staircase, you become more and more relaxed. Your safe place awaits you at the bottom. Follow your intuition as to what your safe place is like. Really relax into it. And imagine where your intuition takes you. Wherever it is a place where you feel more safe than you have ever felt. And it awaits you at the bottom of your staircase. 5. Taking a step down. That color you love flowing in through the top of your head, all the way through your body, down into the center of the earth. Four. relaxing, releasing, and letting go all the way down. Three, drift and float even deeper where anything is possible. Two, almost there now where your mind opens up and you learn 10 times as much, 10 times as fast. One, completely relaxed with an open mind, ready for all that is for your highest and greatest good. And be there now in your safe place, really experiencing your safe place with all of your senses. Allow yourself to get curious about your safe place. Listen to the sounds, breathe in the smells. Reach out and touch something there, really taking in and experiencing your safe place. That's right. You are doing so well. You have come here to transform. Therefore, you are already transforming. Really taking a deep breath. You choose to let go of financial stress now. You choose to release and change your emotions around money. You open yourself up to the abundance of the universe. You transform your current interaction and connection with money, and you create a wealthy mindset. You release financial stress, and you create abundance. Just imagine now you energetically scan your body for any emotion you identify as financial stress. Really scan your body from head to toe and locate any and all financial stress currently within your body. Perhaps it shows up as a color in your body or a lack of color. Or maybe it is a pain in a particular body part. Or you may experience it in completely differently. Whatever you experience is absolutely perfect and perfect for you. Just feel into what you experience. This financial stress is in you, but it is not you. You are something else entirely. You realize that perceiving a situation as stressful is about interpretation and inner voice rather than your true self. Experience now how this emotion is in you, but it is separate from you. You know this because you experience different emotions at different times. Emotions flow through you. No emotion permanently resides in your body. Therefore, the emotion of stress is separate from you. See, feel, and experience now how the emotion may be in you, but you are something different entirely. Because the emotion is different entirely, you have the power to transmute it into something neutral, or perhaps even harness it to serve your highest and greatest good. Imagine yourself now completely letting go of any negative emotions around finances. Perhaps the emotion floats down your feet, out of your body, and away from you like a piece of driftwood floating down a river. Or the emotion lifts from you like steam rising off a pond on a crisp autumn morning. Or you pull out a dollar sign from your pocket and use it like a bow and shoot the emotion into the center of the sun, where it transforms into light. Really taking your time, allow any and all of this feeling to depart your body now. Really see, feel, and experience the feeling that is separate from you departing your body now. You clear your body of this emotion now. That's right. You are doing so well. You clear the old from your body and you open yourself to the new. You call in abundance into your life. Imagine now a road in front of you. This is your road to financial abundance. You bring in positive emotions around financial abundance. You allow yourself to be connected to your true self. You clear any barriers in the road and allow yourself to be open to financial abundance. You start down this road by feeling the gratitude of emotion for what you have. When I count down from 3 to 1, imagine how your road to financial abundance appears. Is it a super highway where you can travel at vast speeds? Or is it something else entirely? 3, going even deeper. 2, trusting what comes. And 1, imagine now your road to abundance. That's right, very, very good. You set about now clearing your road as needed and making improvements to develop the best road to abundance possible. You choose to connect to positive emotions around your financial situation. Your change in attitude and emotion changes your circumstances. You change your emotions, you clear your path. You create abundance. You choose now to follow a 3-step process every time you make a purchase. Each time you do, you improve your road to abundance. You follow this process whether you are thinking of a large purchase or a small purchase. You follow this process whatever your financial situation may be. You check with your intuition and listen to your gut to see if the purchase should be made. You follow your intuition regarding the choice that is right for you. You appreciate and show gratitude for the abundance of all you have, whether or not you choose to make the purchase. That's right. First, you check with your intuition and listen to your gut to see if the purchase should be made. Really tapping it in. Is this something you need? Second, you follow your intuition regarding the choice that is right for you. Third, you appreciate and show gratitude for the abundance of all you have, regardless of what you choose about the purchase. When you purchase that which your intuition advises, you let go of any negative feelings around purchases. You purchase what is in alignment with your highest and greatest good. You clear the road to financial abundance by aligning your actions with your intuition. Imagine now your road to financial abundance already clearing. Perhaps you have backhoes or plows clearing away dirt and debris, pushing barriers off your road to abundance with the power of gratitude and joy for what you have. When I count down from 3 to 1, imagine you are considering making a purchase. 3, going even deeper. 2, trusting what comes. And 1, imagine now you are considering making a purchase. Really see, feel, and experience yourself doing this now. First, consider the purchase and check in with your gut first. Follow your intuition. Do you need this item? Imagine now what your response is and experience the feeling and knowing. If you are unsure as to your guidance, get on the other side of the purchase in your mind's eye and check in on yourself. In your mind's eye, make the purchase and then check in how you feel about the purchase right after you make it. A month after, 10 years after. Really experience your feelings and connect with your intuition. You easily and effortlessly check in on the other side of the purchase in your mind's eye when you choose to hone your intuition. Your intuition is so much deeper than immediate gratification. You align your intuition to your highest and greatest good. That's right, you align your intuition to your highest and greatest good. The more you practice listening to your intuition before you make your purchase, the better you are at understanding your guidance. Really get a clear read from your gut, your intuition. Then experience yourself following your intuition. However your intuition guides you, you take that action. That's right. You check in with your intuition and you follow it. You hone your intuition to your highest and greatest good. Really experience how this alignment feels in your body as you follow through with your aligned decision. Taking your time, see, feel, experience yourself doing this now. Very, very good. You purchase that which is in alignment with your highest and greatest good. Therefore, you make purchases that align with you energetically, and you feel good about them emotionally. Really feel into this knowledge and connection and knowing. Imagine now you follow your alignment and your intuition tells you yes to purchase something. See, feel, experience yourself making this aligned purchase now. You experience gratitude and appreciation for all you have. You have the ability to make this purchase. You choose to make purchases in alignment with your intuition. You are grateful for the abundance of all you have. Whatever you purchase in alignment with your intuition, large or small, you are grateful for all you have. You are grateful for all you have. Now imagine your intuition says no, not to purchase. And still experience that alignment in your body, the alignment with the intuition, feeling grateful for all you have. You are grateful for the abundance of all you have. Very, very good. Deeply feel into the sense of alignment and your profound joy from purchasing only what is in alignment. That's right. You listen to your gut before you purchase anything. You check in with your intuition and experience if it is what you should buy. You pay attention to what you have and are grateful whether you choose to make the purchase or whether you choose to leave it. Reflect on all you have experienced here today, all of the powerful transformations you've experienced. Allow yourself to soak up all these wonderful feelings and resources into every single cell of your body, every single subatomic particle of your being. You check with your intuition and listen to your gut to see if the purchase should be made. You follow your intuition regarding the choice that is right for you. You appreciate and show gratitude for the abundance of all you have. In a moment, I'll begin to count you back up. With each and every increasing number I say, come back to the room, this place, this time, remembering everything which is for your highest and greatest good, and feeling better than you felt in a long, long time. In fact, perhaps feeling better than you've ever felt. One, wiggling your feet and your toes. Two, shaking out your hands and your fingers. Three, feeling the energy returning to your body. Four, getting ready to open those eyes. Five, opening your eyes. Outstanding work taking in all of the powerful changes you created in every cell of your body. You look forward to listening to this recording again and again to really continue to deepen your transformation. I'm so proud of you. Peace. Jenny.